003, Chodesh Aldavas. Second Shir in Shara Kniya, Thursday night, Shara Shishi. The Hagdama to Shara Hashishi just talked about the Mida itself. He didn't even explain what it is. That will start today in Perek Rishon. But it's an idea of, according to the Chodesh Aldavas, it's almost synonymous with Anova. Humbleness, submissiveness, not feeling. We'll be learning about it as we go through the Chodesh Aldavas. But it's in general the feeling that you don't feel something's coming to you. You don't feel a sense of superiority over others. You don't feel a sense of entitlement, l'gabei Hashem. You don't feel that something's coming to you. Basically, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha, that something's coming to you, or a feeling of superiority. And he said three svaras in the Hagdama. He said, first of all, avdus. First of all, kniya. In the Chodesh Aldavas, this is Shar of kniya. He'll be talking mostly about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although he touches upon gaiva, the zavi ben adam l'chaveru also, but it's primarily kniya regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he talks about in this shar. Because first of all, that bespeaks avdus. Ubo yibodol ha'eved mitarei ha'avdus, he said in the Hagdama. To the degree that you're not developed in this midah of kniya, it means you feel adnus, adon. If you really want to feel as an Eved Hashem, then you are nichna in every way to him. You submit to his will, you submit, you're submissive, just in your whole approach to life, that you develop the feeling, as the Chodesh Aldavas talks about from page one and on, that your whole life, you owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's nothing that's really coming to you. Because your whole life, he created, and he made. So there shouldn't be any sense of entitlement to anything, because he created what you are. So that's avdus. So kniya is necessary to the degree that you're not developed in kniya. You can't be an eved. He said that's really the second svara. The first svara he said is that gaiva ruins every maisa tov that you do, and you can be developed in your maisa tovim even in terms of shar yichud alekim. But then gaiva could come along and ruin it. You feel a superiority. Then he says the second svara that I had just said, that it's avdus. And his third point is in Ben Odom Lachaveiro, that it brings on to tremendous kniya. It's monea from you, and he goes through a whole list of adjectives, different types of arrogance that a person could develop, and different midos roles that could come out of arrogance, such as taking advantage of the weak, because you feel no one can touch you, no one can do anything to you. You're above the law, you're above it all. Loisachmoid, he talks about, if you feel things are coming to you, then you're going to want everything that you see. So those are the three reasons why it's so important. Your relationship with Hashem, that's the first two, and then it's the harbinger, I think if I'm pronouncing it right, of so many midos on Ben Adam Lachaveiro that there are. Then he goes through the list of the prokim, what he'll be talking about. So we'll start now Perek Rishon on page Kuf Tzadik Hei. Perek Rishon, Le'inyan Mahi Hakniya. Let's define it as best as we can. Omar, I will say, it's a midah, it's a midah, it's a character trait. Shehi shiflus hanefesh. Now he'll explain in Perek Beis the difference between a meek person, just a person who's naturally meek and shy, or a person who has low self-esteem, a person who doesn't think it's important, he's important, a person that doesn't feel a chashivas, because of he exists in this world to accomplish things. So he's going to say in Perek Beis that that's that Kenia starts after that. And a person who's an onav and submissive and meek because he has low self-esteem or because he doesn't think he'll amount to anything or he won't be successful anyway, and what's the difference? That's a beard meter. That's what he's going to talk about in Perek Beis. So I'm speaking that out now because when he says he's shiflus hanefesh, it's a he means regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that after you feel and you realize it's really a tricky thing. It's a subtlety this in the Chayim Salvavis. We'll see in Perek Beis, he says you first have to feel that you're important and what you do counts and your opinions count and you can accomplish great things and you feel very good, and then regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu you like take a step back and you're nichna and you say, you know, nothing is my own and everything is from Him, and therefore you don't feel a sense of superiority over others, and therefore you don't feel a sense of entitlement, and therefore you don't feel like you're the one that's doing it, because you're living with Hashem and you feel that anything that you do is vital, you owe to Hashem, and He's enabling you to do it and He's allowing you to do it and He's empowering you to do it. So you develop the sense of kniya. The nichna lefnei Hashem in the Chayim Salvavus' world. So I'm really jumping ahead because I don't want to take one sentence of shiflus hanefesh and say, okay, the Chayim Salvavus holds you have to have low self-esteem. Adirabba, we'll see in the beginning of Perek Beis that he calls it Naveira, and that's not the Kniya he's talking about. And we're talking about after, he's going to say the sentence, after a person feels Romamus and Hisnasus and Chashivus of what he can do and what he could accomplish, and Hashem put him in this world to do things, then that person has to work on Shar HaKniya. But a Kniya that comes from self-doubt and lack of self-confidence, he says, that's not what we're talking about. It's a midah ra, not a midah tova. So, but here he's just defining it. What it has to come from, the root of it, the shoresh of it, he'll talk about in Perek Beis, that it should not come from low self-worth, but it should come from just recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kniyah is between you and Hashem. Memele, the Ben Adam HaChaveira will develop. Because once it's all a matana from Hashem, like, you won't feel superior to someone else. Because you didn't do anything to deserve it. You were born. What did you do? You didn't do anything. So how can you feel superior to someone else? How can you feel entitled to anything? How can you feel that you're doing things and Hashem, like, needs you? Like, once you develop the sense that, what am I? Bifnei Hashem, a puny nothing, whose every breath and every thought and every motion is Hashem created, generated. So then, the Ben Adam HaChaveira will come along too. But again, back to Perek Aleph, he's just defining it. He's not saying when it's good and when it's bad and where it comes from. He's just giving a definition. She shiflus hanefesh. Now when you say that in English, I'd say, you know, if you were reading it out of context, as I say, you'd say a low self image. Because that's really what it means, shiflus hanefesh. I mean, you don't feel big about yourself. And then Perek Beis will explain that that's l'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukniyasa, submissiveness, umiyut erko be'eneha, that you're not self-important. That's the definition of the word. And Perek Beis will explain that that's vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? Yeah, as opposed to what?
Trying to emphasize this point, that it's
well, it's a midah. What else would you say? Shiflus ha'adam. It's a midah, yeah, okay. Shiflus ha'adam, we're talking about the midah. Umiyut erko be'eneha. When you see a person who has kniyah, it'll be nikar in his physical guf, in the way he walks, in the way he talks. You know, you go into a, you meet a balgaiva, let's say a caricature of a balgaiva, an extreme balgaiva. So he's literally puffed up with self-importance, and he walks into a room, you know, and he's checking who's standing up there. Yuzgalu simoneho al hevorim. You see a nichna. You see a person who has this midah developed. We'll say an ono, but it's an easier noun to say. It's nikar on the evorim. Mehem adinus hadibur. He talks edel, his words. Unamichus hakol is his volume. His volume is low. Adinus hadibur is poshut, the edelkeit of the way he talks. He's not demanding. He doesn't yell. He doesn't. No, that's the second thing. He doesn't make demands. He doesn't insist. He treats people with an edelkeit. Unamichus hakol. He's not yelling. He talks softly. V'hamasinus be'es harogez, meaning even when he should be getting angry, he doesn't get angry. The nichna, anger is a gaiva midah. It's coming from gaiva. It's, you're not getting your way. Things are not going the way you want them to go. You feel they should go a certain way, and they're not going that way. You get angry. So it's not coming from a good place. A nichna, an onav, will relax, will calm down, won't get angry. Mesinus will have patience, won't get angry at people. So these are all things he's saying, how you can smell them a mile away. They're nikar. The e hanakmonus, he's forgiving. He doesn't take nakama. Doesn't even have to be that Chabadis is talking about the technical lav of lesikain. He means, even if you're not over the lav because of technicalities, but something was done to you, you must react. You have to get back at the person. You're not going to accept it. You don't want to be a friar, it says. That's what the culture says. But an onov accepts what happens to him. He accepts it as being generated by Hashem. He accepts it as, you know, in Hashemayim. And the enakmonus is, he doesn't have to react. He doesn't have to shoot back. Even when he's able to, we're talking. Then he tells one of his apocryphal stories. Omar, a king, this is very good for parents, this following story. Very important for parents to hear. Someone was of a punishment, so the king was going to punish him. So he's standing there about to punish him. And he says, Be'emes, he says, the king says, I'll tell you the truth. Il mole charonapi alecha, if not that I was so angry at you, I would punish you. Hayisi manishcha onish chomer. But since I'm angry, so I can't punish you in this matzav, because now I'm just getting back at you. I'm not being mechanech you, the king is saying. I'm not punishing you the time. If I wouldn't be angry, so you did something wrong, I have to punish you. But I'm angry, so I'm letting you go free. I'm not going to punish you while I'm angry. Because I'm angry, I'm just reacting to my anger. I'm just shooting back. The solachla. For Omru Olov, and they said on this king, Shaya Omer, Eini makir chait, people don't sin. I can't look down on people for sinning. Any makir chait, I don't recognize a chait. Kaved worse, and there's different girsas in the Chaydus Halvavus. Some say kaved me avaynoy sai, that his point was, I also do avayrus, I'm not perfect. I know my flaws and my faults. How can I get angry at someone that sins? Others are goyrus, any makir chait kaved minasunusi, that because I have developed this midah of calmness, so if someone sins against me, So if it's against me, so okay, you know, I don't. And others say that it means the idea that we just expressed, that adirabba. If I would be calm, I wouldn't be personally offended and personally affected, then I would punish a chait. That's my job, to punish a chait. But as long as I feel upset, as long as I feel gestert, as long as I'm touched by it, then I have to look aside and be forgiving. So what's the Chavruta Lovus's point? It all ties together. The Anav will not be koes. The Anav will not take Nakama, meaning he won't shoot back. He just absorbs it. Shooting back comes from different parts of the psyche, which are not, they may be normal, but they're not those of a righteous person, of a person that wants to develop his midos. They come either because you feel it's pogea in the person's kavod, so he feels he has to regain his kavod, he has to shoot back. It could come from just he feels pogua, he feels the person did something to him, so he has to get him back. He can't let him get away with it, or else he'll do it again. Feels something's going to be missing if he doesn't give it back then. Sometimes he feels the person deserves an onus because he was pogeya in him. Kids, it doesn't come from good places most of the time. It's true by a parent, I'm speaking of by a parent or a rabbi, it's a more difficult task because certainly the child does things and you have to be mechanech the child. The child can even disobey the parent. First of all, sometimes the thing itself is no good to do. You have to train them not to do it. And sometimes even just disobeying the parent is a bad thing in itself. But they say about one of the Balei Musar, I forget which one, a similar type story. Now you see it comes from the Chayvus Halvavus maybe, that he would react to a slight, like after a week or two. After the personal aspect of it dissipated, and he felt clearly that he's not acting out of kas, which would mean out of the personal negius, out of the personal, he didn't take it personally. So sometimes it would take a week for that to go away. So then he would react, and then he would punish the Talmud, or maybe it was a son. Some such story, but it comes from the Chayvus Halvavus. So what did Perek Rishon tell us? It's a very short Perek, not much. It just defined Kniya as really not having a feeling of self-importance, not having a feeling of, well, I don't want to say, perhaps even of self-worth, but in the sense of self-importance, of superiority, and how you could see it, even though it's a Chayvus Halvavos, but you can't hide. The person that has developed these midos, you take one look at him. Whoever was Zochet to see Rav Moshe Feinstein, I grew up in that neighborhood, so he was a constant presence. So you see what Chayvus Halvavos is talking about. You see an Anav that walks around, talks. Gives everybody the time of day, talks nicely, never gets angry, talks softly, smiles at you, shows that he cares about what you're saying, he's listening to you, and that's the result of aniva, of anava. That's the result of a person that doesn't feel he's anything special. So Mimela, he won't act in a way that bespeaks someone who does feel he's something special. And it's Nikar on the Avarim. That's in Perek Rishon. Why he's so, I'm not really sure why it's such an important point in Perek Aleph to say that it's Nikar on the Avarim. I guess because he's defining it. So he's defining it as a midah. Midah means it's in the nefesh. It's not nikar. So he wants to tell you that as you develop the midah, it will be nikar on the evarim. What? Part of the definition. Yeah, but why? Why is it that? Why he puts it in Perek Aleph? I'm not sure. He's defining it in Perek Aleph, that's all. I guess maybe because it's hard to define. It's like almost like you have to define one word. Sometimes, maybe that's it. Sometimes you can only define a word with another word. And you're really fooling everybody because you didn't really define it. You just use a different word. You say, you know what? Kniya is, it's humility. Say, okay, thank you. So maybe by describing how the onav, how the nichna acts, so he's giving you, he's filling out the definition. Because sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes there's no real definition and you can just use another word. So you say, but intuitively, you can, like, you have like, what's the word? You have this intuitive feeling that you know what it is. So you say, okay, he acts like this, and he acts like that, and he speaks softly, and he doesn't yell, and he doesn't have a sense of entitlement, and he doesn't lash back when something happens to him. And then you say, oh, you know, I know what it means. I got the picture now. That's what it means. So that's what the Chayyus HaMotz is doing. Because of the difficulty in defining it in terms of a dictionary definition, so he tells you how that person will act. And then you will intuitively know the definition. Or you'll say, I don't know how to define it, but I know it when I see it. Right? Famous statement. Perek Beis. Vasher lebir chelke hakniya. There are different aspects to kniya. He's talking about where it's coming from. Hari akniya nechlekes l'shlosha chalokim. There are three different types of kniya. Ha'echad, the first is kolel es ha'odom, v'harbe mibalei achayim ha'bilti hogeh. Animals are also have kniya, are submissive. There's a submissiveness that includes people and animals, and even animals, meaning it's not a developed midah. Sometimes it's just a character trait, not a very nice one, as he's going to go on now to say. It's a character trait. It's a weakness. For who kvedus hanefesh? It's a laziness of the soul. It's a weakness of the soul. It's a weakness. It shows lack of character, a weakness. So this person, he means to say, will also not get angry, will also walk around and do all the things of a nichna that he described in Perek Aleph, but it's not coming from a good place. It's not coming from avoda. It's not coming from Hashem. It's not coming from feeling. It's not coming from a realization of what you are vis-a-vis Hashem. It's coming from a lack of self-worth. An animal could be like that too. You know, you could have a little boy or even a grown man leading an ox, plowing with an ox. And the ox submits to him, a horse. He goes, giddy up. He goes, he stops, he goes. If the horse would stop and say, wait a second, I'll give this guy one kick. He's finished. I'm stronger than he is. Why am I listening to him? Maybe he should be plowing the field. I should be leading him. But an animal is by nature submissive. That's the Rebbe's point. That's not a good kniya to have. It's good for animals to have. But if a person is just naturally weak-willed, it's not a good midah. He shares that with animals. He talks very strong. Like an animal is also nichna. You know, like there's a famous Hasidic story about this guy that went to his Rebbe and said he didn't talk for 40 days. It says in Sforim, if you don't talk for 40 days, you have Gili Eliyahu. So he says, he didn't talk for 40 days. Eliyahu didn't come. So he took him out to the barn. He says, yeah, discuss it with the horse. So he also didn't talk for 45 minutes. Not a horse. He says, it's not just because a horse is also nechna. He's nechna to a human. For who tvedus on nefesh, it's a weakness. Usnilosu is on a zokim shefshulolus alko. And such a person will suffer nezokim, will suffer hezekim, will suffer damages that he could get rid of, really. If he would just, if he would like, you know, have a stronger personality, he can avoid these bad things happen to him. But he just sits there and he says, you know, pour it on more. There's a name for it. It's psychiatry. Psychology, where you've, you know, it's probably coming to me. Let's go. Hit me again. Right? Battered wife syndrome. Feels, you know, I probably deserve it. Children, Rahman al-Islam, grow up like this sometimes. If they're battered, if they're emotionally abused, they grow up thinking there's something wrong with them because they look up to their parents and the parents is telling them they're bad kids. So they grow up thinking they're bad kids. And that's all it comes from. That's terrible, Chavavama says. That's not, it fits the definition of Kniya. But that ain't what I'm talking about, he says. That's not a Midah Tova. It's despicable. It's terrible. It's a Midah Ra. You have to get rid of it. You have to build yourself up. Machma sechlusa, a person that has this weakness, it's because he's foolish. He doesn't know esofani silukam. He doesn't know how to get rid of it. He doesn't know how to. He has to go to a doctor. Nowadays they'll go to a person who will build him up. The zemotzui, it's found nabuch besichle bnei yodam. In foolish people, v'hamoneihem, and maybe an average person, machmas chosar yediyosam, they don't know, they don't realize that they're not supposed to be that way. V'chulchus hakarosam esnafsham ve'erkam, they fail to realize their own value. They fail to realize the value of their soul. They fail to realize a person is an olam mole, and every person can accomplish great things. And great doesn't have to mean on the scale that he'll be in the headlines in the newspapers. That's society's greatness. Hashem's greatness is if you go through life, you're honest, you pay your debts, or you try to pay your debts, you're industrious, you work hard. That's the great things that Eibishter work wants from you. You try, you're not lazy, you're honest, and you realize that every person is of infinite value. It's a cliche, but it's true. That's what the Chaim HaSofer says. People don't realize that what they do has meaning, has value. So that's where it comes from. Vein ze nikra kniya ela al derech hahashala. Just a borrowed term. That's not the kniya I'm talking about. It's a borrowed term because it looks like kniya. So that's the word used. He's a quiet person. He's a humble person. Like Winston Churchill, famous statement, said about it, his opponent in an election. He said he's a very humble man who has much to be humble about. So that's just a lashon hamushal. Aval be'emes, it's not really kniya. Eino elo chushas hanefesh. He talks very harshly in Chaim HaSofer. He's talking about miskeinim. He talks very harshly. It's a weakness. It's a poverty of the mind. It's a poverty of the soul. You don't realize what you are. You're good. You're great. You can do things. You can accomplish things. It's a weakness. The Evronin, it's a blindness. You don't realize. The sichlus, foolishness. Shehishtalta olav, michdei liros, mashiyesh bo tovasa. You don't realize how good you are. You don't realize what you can do. Kamo shomer achosid. Pasuk in Iyov, ki libam safanta miseichel, you have hid their hearts from seichel. Al kein lo terome, he says it as a chisoro. He doesn't mean the bad terome, he means the good terome. They don't have intelligence, so they're like, They have much to be humble about. They don't have seichel. They don't think about that Hashem created them, that Hashem expects things of them, that they can do things. So they just go through life and they say, you know, hit me again. So that's just, that's kniya, maybe, but it's not the kniya I'm talking about. So it's the kind of all of us. Okay, we'll stop here.